Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And I open the show with the bombastic Procession of the Nobles. Veterans Day, a tribute to our veterans. In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky, the lark still bravely singing, fly sacred herd amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved. And now we lie in Flanders Fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. It's yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders Fields. Veterans Day. A hero is someone who has given his or her life to something bigger than oneself. Joseph Campbell. Veterans Day is a celebration to honor America's veterans for their patriotism, love of country, and willingness to serve and sacrifice for the common good. In honor of our veterans, in the daily news, they shared favorite images of them over the years. And our heartfelt thanks to all who have served and to their families for their sacrifice. Veterans Day, November 11th. This is my tribute. If there is to be peace in the world, it must begin with me. The Veterans Day National Ceremony is held each year on November 11th at Arlington National Cemetery. The ceremony begins precisely at 11 a.m., with a wreath laying at the tomb of the unknown, and continues inside the memorial amphitheater with a parade of colors by veterans organizations and remarks from dignitaries. The ceremony is intended to honor and thank all who have served, men and women, in the U.S. Armed Forces. President Wilson, in 1919, proclaimed the first Armistice Day with the following words. To us in America, the reflections of Armistice Day will be held with solemn pride in the heroism of those who died in the country's service and with gratitude for the victory, both because of the thing from which it was freed us, has freed us, and because of the opportunity it has given America to show her sympathy with peace and justice in the councils of the nations. The original concept for the celebration was for the suspension of business for a two-minute period beginning at 11 a.m., with the day also marked by parades and public meetings. Wednesday, November 11th is Veterans Day. And at 11 a.m., Eastern, Central, Pacific Time, Mountain Time, pause for 2 minutes. Stop your business. And with heartfelt gratitude, send your love and prayers to the survivors of those who gave their life so that you could live yours. 1920. On the second anniversary of the Armistice, France and the United Kingdom hold ceremonies honoring their unknown dead from the war. In America, at the suggestion of church groups, President Wilson names the Sunday nearest Armistice Day, Sunday, on which we should hold services in the interest of international peace. If there is to be peace in the world, it must begin with me, with you, and with you, and with you. 1921, Congress passes legislation approving the establishment of a tomb of the unknown soldier in Arlington's National Cemetery. November 11th is chosen for the date of the ceremony. Accordingly, on October 20th, Congress declares November 11th to 1921 as a legal federal holiday to honor all that participated in the war. 1926. Congress adopts a resolution directing the president to issue an annual proclamation calling on the observance of Armistice Day. Throughout the 1920s and 30s, most states established November 11th as the legal holiday. And at the federal level, an annual proclamation is issued by the president. So, one day, we are to commemorate. Why just one day? 9/11. Did you already forget? Did you already forget? So why are we just remembering our veterans on this one day? Passes 1938. Congress passes legislation on May 13, making November 11th a legal federal holiday, Armistice Day. The United States has no actual national holidays because the states retain the right to designate their own holidays. The federal government can, in fact, only designate holidays for federal employees and for the District of Columbia. But in practice, the states almost always follow the federal lead in designation of holidays. So we'll fast forward 41, 45, 50, 53. World War II and the Korean War credit millions of additional war veterans in addition to those of the First World War already honored by Armistice Day. Be there for our wounded troops. Brigadier General John Prey, retired. His mission, help us honor those who have given so much to protect the freedom we enjoy daily. Our troops who are returning home with visible and invisible wounds of war, faced with an unexpected transition to a new life at home, and the changes associated with entering the civilian job market, they will need all our help to make sure that they are able to do so successfully. How do you honor the veterans? What do you do? To support our troops, the USO is tripling our investment in career development programs for our wounded heroes. In partnership with the Hire Heroes USA, we will offer over 60 career transition workshops specifically tailored to the needs of our wounded troops next year. This was written in 2012. And this was from Brigadier General John Prey. The specifics? The workshops taught by many former service members with combat experience help our healing heroes translate their varied and diverse military experiences into a winning resume that clearly demonstrates their value to a civilian employer. What could you do this weekend? Make a gift, a monetary gift of $10 or more, to support any career development programs for our wounded heroes and the variety of programs that are offered for troops and their families. Your donation will provide us the resources we need to make sure we are there for our wounded, ill or injured troops throughout their healing journey. This was written in 2012. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Our fathers, God, to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by the might, great God, our King. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. The world shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun refused to shine, but God, who called me here below, shall be forever mine. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we'd first begun. How many storms have they walked through? Can you imagine the adjustment? May I remind you again? The men and women who fought and gave their life for you. Yeah, you in Idaho, in Kentucky, in Chicago, in the United States. They died so that you could live your life like it's golden. And then what about those that are returning home? Why is it that we have the ceremony just on one day? Why is that? One day to honor veterans. Many of them came back with post-traumatic symptoms of a war. While you were cozied up, sound asleep in your bed. Veterans, America needs to make you a promise that you'll never walk alone. I love Richard Rogers and Oscar Hammerstein's. When you walk through the storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind. Walk on through the rain. Though your dreams be tossed and blown, walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. Walk on. Walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. Did you forget? Veterans Day, just why one day? Why just one day? My country, 'tis of thee. Of thee we sing. I was in Normandy. It's heartbreaking. When you're visiting war memorials here and abroad, it bears witness to freedom's costs. Give smart. What gift are you going to give the veteran? Oh, just today? Why not 364 days of the year? Military monuments, museums, and cemeteries across this land and in foreign lands are a testament to this truth. Freedom isn't free. We honor our veterans who fought for liberty and freedom as well as those who paid the ultimate price by setting aside land, erecting statues, carving the names of those who served and died on walls. In visiting these memorials, we acknowledge the battles, the bravery, and their sacrifice, our witness. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact Iron Workers. Hoffman Estates Park District. Greg McIntyre, Edith Nam, all of the contributing authors in the book choices. You know how to get in touch with me. Do you want to weigh in on today's topic? 347-637-3789. You can email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And, of course, you could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Duty, Honor, and Country. Rest in peace. Abraham Lincoln National Cemetery serves veterans and their families. Yes, you could log on to my website, simplyageless.net, and KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. How fitting that the land of Lincoln would have a cemetery named in the great man's honor. The Abraham Lincoln National Cemetery, located in Elmwood, Illinois, is one of the seven national veterans cemeteries in Illinois. Indeed, it was the country's 16th president who founded U.S. National Cemeteries on July 17th, 1862. For more information on the Abraham Lincoln National Cemetery, you could visit cem.wa.gov. Oh, it's way too long. Call 815-423-9958. By the way, the show is archived. You could log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on November 10th. And please be sure and forward the show to your email database and ask them to forward it to their email database. And within minutes, in minutes, we have circled the world. Well, let me share with you a band of brothers and sisters, the VFW and American Legion, take care of their own, serve others. They have each other's back. When many people think of the VFW or the American Legion, they picture the post meeting hall where they attend a fish fry on Friday, or celebrated Aunt Margie and Uncle Bill's 50th wedding anniversary. In reality, these service organizations are a lot more. According to the commander of the William McKinley American Legion Post 231 in Chicago, to illustrate a point, the commander tells a story about an area veteran. He said, a few years ago, I saw this picture of a guy who was panhandling. Panhandling? It turns out he was a veteran who was in the service in 1945 and was there after we dropped the bomb in Japan. I hung his picture in my office because I knew it wasn't right. The commander finally managed to locate the veteran and connected with him with assistant services. Today, the 89-year-old is the oldest veteran of Post 231. He's legally blind and without any family nearby except for his buddies at the post. We help him out financially, and he is here with us most weekends. What he needs most of all is company, and we take care of that. In a similar manner, commander of VFW District 3 in Chicago identifies the role of the VFW as being there to meet unmet needs of veterans. We support the homeless veterans program. Now, there are two words that should never, ever be together, but many vets are homeless. And then there's the suicide rate. Every day, each day, an average of 22 veterans kill themselves. We open our doors to help them when we can. Ah, rest in peace. But the VFW and the American Legion take care of their own and serve others. Why Is it only one day a year? Why? Nestled in a tranquil adult community in the southward suburbs, the Grand Haven Veterans Club is gaining notoriety for its heartfelt contributions and service in the community. In an age when movies, television, and media focus on negative sensationalism veteran stories, there is a veterans club in Romeoville that puts a more realistic and positive face forward, dispelling the overstated stereotypes. And then there are those preserving history. Reenactments recreate the battles, tell the stories. What are you doing? What are you doing? American GIs wait for the action to start at a recent reenactment at World War II Days held at Midway Village Museum in Rockford. We can't let them forget. We can't forget them. We can't let anyone forget. And I'm holding an article, a 93-year-old day veteran reenacts jump over Normandy 70 years later. He's 93 years old. But on June 6, 1944, Jim Pee Wee Martin parachuted down onto Utah Beach, France, just hours before the D-Day force. And he did it again 70 years later. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. JFK. And Maya Angelou reminded us how important it is for us to recognize and celebrate our men and women. Heroes and she-heroes. Will you remember tomorrow at 11 a.m. for 2 minutes to remember those who were willing to risk it all for a higher ideal of freedom is celebrating and living gratitude? It has been said that there are no unwounded soldiers. In the busyness of the day, pause to open your heart to those veterans of war, allowing your actions to be filled with a loving attitude of appreciation by being a bringer of peaceful possibilities to the world you walk in. And they made it happen. They made it happen for you to walk in the golden light of your life. As the world is tormented by tension, we can find the courage to continue the work to bring peace to the planet. If there must be peace worldwide, it must begin with me. The unfoldment of that peace must come through a new consciousness, yours. When spirit is honored in life, then intolerance and injustices are dissolved. There'd be no more reason for quarreling in our lives. So too would the reason for fighting in the world disappear. Join the vision of many who see themselves one day holding their grandchild's hand as he looks up into your eyes and asks, "Grandma, Grandpa, what was war?" Then you'll be honoring and celebrating those who serve to bring peace and freedom to a world that works for everyone. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty.